no dejaremos que cierren la linda puerta que siempre ha estado abierta a la vida.
You're listening to Latin Radical with Warwick Fry.
Well, I finally realised an ambition of mine for the last 20, 25 years, and that is to talk to the guy who is one of the key people in the creation of Radio Venceremos, the famous guerrilla radio that broadcast to the guerrillas and to the people down in the cities without being captured, moving around with a portable transmitter for over 11 years. Santiago and a lot of the other announcers and identities of Radio Venceremos have they're legend. I can mention a few more names here, but that might be the subject for future interviews. But I had to ask Santiago why, after the peace accords signed in 1992, just a few years later, the Venceremos Media Network basically closed itself down. They sold their license of broadcast to some other outfit, and his response was very interesting.
Bien, la radio Venceremos cumple su papel histórico el 16 de enero de 1992,
okay,
cuando se firmaron los Venceremos acuerdos de paz.
Achieved its historic role evidentemente, on the 16th of January 1992, when the peace accords were signed.
Tratar de construir otros medios
evidently,
de comunicación
in a moment of peace or a time of peace,
a lo que construimos durante la guerra.
There was a need to try to construct other communications media.
En ese propósito,
different
durante
to those that we built up during the war.
Radio
accordingly, over 3 years,
en este país nunca tuvieron voz.
We were trying to build a medium that gave a voice to those who never had a voice. And
¿verdad?
We spent 3 years trying to do this after the peace accords.
Haciendo ese esfuerzo. Luego de tres
but
años,
after 3 years,
ese esfuerzo ya no fue
this
posible
attempt
porque
turned out not to be possible, because in the course of this project two different missions emerged, two contradictory objectives.
En mi pensamiento que en una era de posguerra teníamos que construir una radio que le diera continuidad histórica a ese esfuerzo que hizo,
which to my way of thinking was that from a time of war we had to build a radio that was to give historic continuity to the effort
que diera voz
being made by Radio Venceremos over 11 years, and also
a
participatory radio that will give voice to the unions, the workers, to all those sectors of society who for over 60 years couldn't avail themselves of that possibility. Well, because, as we know full well, we were living in a country without freedom of expression, and this struggle was about attaining that. And then there was the other mission, a mercantile commercial objective that had no interest whatsoever in creating a communications project. So at that point, I broke off with that group and tried to form another project, this
pero
time a communications project called
la
Museum
de las
of the Word and
la
the Image,
de nuestra cultura y nuestra historia,
but
¿verdad?
This time trying to
y bueno,
recover,
en eso
to keep,
hoy,
to regain
este
the memory of the social
la
struggles
Limán,
and the memory
que,
of our
que trabaja con las
historic structures.
Campesinas, indígenas,
and okay, here we are today in this project called the Museum of Words and Images. It works with peasant and indigenous communities and above all to rescue the memory of the social struggles that have been going on for all this time in El Salvador, ever since 1932, when there was an indigenous uprising, and also with the struggle that was launched by the people of El Salvador in the 1980s. So I asked Santiago how he viewed the Salvadoran media today.
Los medios de comunicación en el país tienen dos caras.
Una well, in reality, the media today has two faces. One consists of the social communication media controlled by powerful economic interests, like the three major newspapers of this country. Whereby during the elections this year they hid the truth, they manufactured a campaign of fear against social changes, and the other face of the communications media is represented by 22 community radios spread throughout the national territory. They have a central organization called ARPAS. They have a news program every midday. It's like a combined news program they get together with to transmit. And they are communications media that fulfill a role that commercial media will not. It's a very interesting phenomenon. I, who was linked with the history of Radio Venceremos, I believe that the historic continuity of alternative communications media with this change, the change in government, will be well represented in these community projects. So then I asked Santiago what it was like making the change, making the transition from life as a guerrilla up in the mountains for 11 years, a big change in the lifestyle after the peace accords. Well, to start off, the days immediately following the end of the war were right after 11 years of sleeping on the ground, close to nature, and then sleeping on a mattress with all the bright lights of the city, well, it was a bit difficult, but gradually we adapted, and above all, with an easy conscience. We could compare the past with the future, and there aren't many who can claim that, don't you think? And I feel calm, very comfortable with what I am doing, working with peasant communities, working with indigenous people, creating films and books that is rescuing the memory of this struggle, the memories of hope that grow stronger every day. Finally, do you have a few words for the Community Radio Network in Australia?
Gracias.
Okay. For all the community radios of Australia, greetings from El Salvador. And I'm going to take this opportunity to say two things. One is to thank all the solidarity that came from Australia during our 11 years of struggle. In Australia, there were solidarity committees. There were sectors of the union movement who were always at our side.
In Australia, hubo comités de solidaridad, hubo un, sobre todo en el movimiento sindical, siempre hubo un acompañamiento.
I want to take the opportunity to greet all the Salvadorians who might be listening. I believe there are thousands and thousands of you living there in Australia. So, okay, greetings from this country where we are building new heights of hope and social change. Thank you, Santiago.
Muchas gracias, Santiago.
No, gracias a ti.